The media, newspapers, magazines, radio, television, and now the internet, play an important part in getting out information and often shaping public opinion. The media even played a historical role in two notable presidential elections. When President Franklin Roosevelt died in 1945, Vice President Harry S. Truman became president. But in 1948, Truman had to campaign for re-election. He ran against Thomas Dewey. At that time, television was still new, and most people did not own one. So candidates had to travel from city to city by train to meet the people. Truman traveled tirelessly, but Dewey was considered the stronger candidate. Polls were so sure of a Dewey victory that they stopped asking for public opinion a week before the election. The media, especially newspapers and the radio, thought that Truman couldn't win. When Truman went to bed the night of the election, he thought that he would lose. The election results were coming in slowly, and newspapers had to prepare the news of the election. On the basis of early opinion polls, the media concluded that Dewey must have won the election, and many newspapers showed Dewey's victory. However, they were wrong. Truman won by 2 million votes. When the votes were all counted, the newspapers had to admit their mistake. Another example of how the media can influence results took place in the 1960 presidential race between John Kennedy and Richard Nixon. For the first time in history, the two candidates debated each other on TV. They had to answer difficult questions. Many people who heard the Nixon-Kennedy debate on the radio thought that Nixon was the stronger candidate. But people who saw the debate on TV thought that the young, handsome Kennedy was the stronger candidate. Also, Nixon was sweating under the hot lights, and people thought that he must have been nervous and uncomfortable with the questions. It was a close election, but Kennedy won. Many people think Kennedy couldn't have won without TV. Today, presidential candidates know the power of television and other media in influencing public opinion. To enhance their images, they wear clothes that make them look good on TV, practice their on-screen body language, and work hard to project a look that will result in victory.